58 for six, I've just said, Ian, you're an awful long way away, but Aaron Thomason and Keith Barker gave it some respectability in the end.
Yeah, some good signs. Obviously, Aaron Thomason, good young player, so that's good. We just need to put it all together now. Obviously, we've had great starts and not quite finished at the end, and today we had a poor start and played really well through that middle period. You know, and if we'd have got anything half decent at the top, we'd have definitely chased that down.
David Willey was going great guns, wasn't he, at one point? And that's where the game, on reflection, got away from you, wasn't it?
Yeah, we probably didn't quite get it right at the top. Again, there's some good players. They come out hard, and that's 20-20, so you've got to be right on it from ball one. But we clawed it back, really. I can't ask for more. Keith Barker coming in, brilliant Yorkers. You know, the attitude was fantastic. But we'll keep fighting. You know, we're a good side. We know we can beat anyone in this tournament. Started brilliantly, obviously, you know, T20, but I remember this time last year, everything was looking rosy. So we've been reminded that this is a tough game. But let's just find it. We'll get a little patch where we're going to be flying, and just got to keep believing that.
And you mentioned Keith Barker there. He doesn't play much 2020 cricket these days, but that was impressive with the ball and the bat today, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I hear a lot of people. I mean, when I came back from Test cricket, you know, he can't do it. He's only one. But I think he's shown. When I remember us winning a Lord's final, he was outstanding at Yorkers, and he proved today again he's a top-class Yorker bowler. And it's great to have him in the side. You know, we've got some opportunities now, and people are taking them, which is great.
Is there a case for maybe looking at the batting order and reshuffling that slightly? Colin de Grandhomme, I'm getting more out of him, maybe?
Well, we're trying. I mean, I don't think it's lack of effort and that. I mean, Colin maybe will give himself a little bit more of a chance. Again, today, second ball, third ball, trying to hit it out of the ground, which is great, great aggression, but maybe just gives himself a chance, because if he bats 30 balls there, even 40 balls, then he's going to win us the game.
So it's Derbyshire now back at Edgbaston on Sunday, and a chance to get back to winning ways, hopefully, after these three defeats.
Yeah, like you can't. I mean, again, my experience again this winter tells me, again, you can't get knocked in T20. You keep coming. You have to keep the guys confident and keep trying to do that and keep going out and expressing yourself, executing. But like you said, there were some little bits there. I got Keith Barker today. Aaron Thomason gave me the striking. That's good for us for the future. But again, it's about now, and we've got to turn it around pretty quick.
I'll just ask you about Ricky Clark as well. How's he at the moment? How's his thumb?
I think you'll have to ask him on that one.
Okay.
No worries.
Thanks, Ian.
No worries.
Cheers.